USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning. The president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A Republican staffer says the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed a vote to subpoena the heads of Facebook and Twitter due to a procedural issue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley saying we need to hear from Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey as soon as possible.
The First Amendment is in jeopardy here because so many people, particularly younger people, depend upon Twitter and Facebook to get their information. And when the Post puts out this story about Hunter Biden and Twitter and Facebook won't take it, just think of the number of people in the United States, millions and millions of people that are denying their source of news.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a group of Minneapolis residents and community leaders are suing the city over the lack of police protection. The complaint saying the mayor of Minneapolis is pushing to defund and disband the city's police department, which is making neighborhoods dangerous. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
2020 has been a rough year for many people, from losing a loved one due to COVID to a possible job loss or even that small business owner who may have lost his small business due to the coronavirus pandemic. I had a chance to catch up with best-selling author and motivational speaker Rachel Hollis. She has a new book out titled Didn't See That Coming, Putting Life Back Together When Your World Falls Apart. One of the things we discuss is how to get your life back in order after a very challenging 2020.
So one of the most important things that I think we need to hold on to right now is, you know, so many people are saying, like, in an uncertain future, in an unknown future, and there's so much fear around this idea that because of the pandemic, we don't know what the future is. And what I want to remind you of is that you have never known what the future is. You have never been in control of your future. You have only ever been in control of yourself and your response to the world around you, and that is still true. So if you can focus on how can you take the best care of you, how can you be the healthiest version of yourself, how can you show up as a parent, as a leader, how can you use this time to sort of bring things in closer to where they are and stop focusing so much on what's coming a month from now or 6 months from now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.